Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today. I know you. Some of you are thinking it's still the Dr. Cupertino Show. It is not. The Global Vision for Living Today is a show that chimes in on what's needed the most. A vision to turn around not only the country of America, but to turn things around in your life. And as many of you know, we have had Dr. Colonel William Harrison on for over a year, and people really, you know, hanging on to hear what he has to say. I know you're here because you want to accept the call. That's the topic of this show today. Will you accept the call? Don't look around at your neighbor, your son, your ex-husband. Will you accept the call? We need you to accept the call, because right now, as you can see from what's going on in the world, that it's time for all living to embrace the path of helping their fellow man, for better or for worse. So will you stretch forth your hand and be a part of the new movement? You know, anytime you're changing course, north, east, south, or west, you're part of a movement. If you're on your way to the grocery store, you're part of the movement of those that need to get to a grocery store. Hey, I could go on and on and on, but I want to introduce and bring on Dr. Harrison. Colonel Harrison, are you with us today again? You know, I want you to say yes.
Yes, Dr. Cupertino. Good morning, man. With you in the listening audience, and it's so good to be on the show again. So thank you for the invitation. So I'm here.
Well, thank you, and you have open invitation, as you know, for whenever you want to jump on and give us some words of wisdom. But, you know, so much is going on in the world right now, and people are saying, well, what can I do? What can I do? I'm sitting around. I'm not doing anything. I'm just being a listener. And we know there was an old sage that said, be ye not just a listener, but be a doer. And we could find this throughout any type of teaching that has the capacity to do any good. It is time now just not to sit and listen. We've already been doing that, and we see that's not brought the type of peace that people would want. So right now it's time for us to really help out. That's an action word, to help, a word of activity. It's time for that now. So what is the call? What is the call? You know, if you look at the newscaster has bad news to report. You go out in the streets, bad news report. The newspaper's bad news. Colonel Harrison, what type of a call do you think we're talking about today on the show? It's time for you to accept the call. What call are we talking about?
The call we're talking about, Dr. Cupertino, listening audience, is to mobilize and encourage and uplift one another, encourage each other to get involved, in, not only within our immediate family members, but within our neighborhood, within our communities. We need to identify people in our communities that have need and need assistance, and help encourage and provide assistance, but help encourage them. Oftentimes we have people in the community, and we don't reach out to them or find out what their situation or plight is because we stay to ourselves. A perfect example, this morning I was leaving my home, and one of the neighbors drove by and told me one of the older neighbors that was around 95 years of age, an elderly female, had passed. I was not aware of that because I go and come a lot and I'm busy. And while that is good, I got to be mindful of the fact that I live in that neighborhood. I live in that community, and I should know about the welfare of my neighbors. So now I have a 95-year elder lady that is transitioned. I was not aware. We got to get involved. We are brothers and sisters keeper. And if we don't do it, we are going to perish together. We're healthy today, but we may be sick tomorrow. So I'm encouraging us to become mobilized, get involved, and check on our neighbors. That's the call to reach out and find out about your neighbors and help your neighbors if they have need and help them with assistance, resources, and so forth.
Well, that's so true, because the police here on the West Coast, many times they go into home and from a welfare check and someone's laying there deceased, and they go next door right, next door left. No one knows them. Oh, I've seen her, but I don't know her. Oh, I used to see him walking the dog. I don't know him. So you're certainly onto that. And this is what part of this show is about. This is our month of February and March membership drive. Many of you, hundreds of you, have been listening to the show for at least a year, a good year, year and a half. And we've not had a call like this before. But because the world has gotten into the degenerate state that it is, and you just heard Colonel Harrison say he didn't even know who his neighbor was or that she had passed. So that means from the biggest to the smallest to the greatest, there needs to be a way to get the word out that I'm alive, I'm here for you. If you have a need, you can call on me, you can look for me. So that's the call that we're putting out this morning in our January, February, March drive, the first quarter of the year. We've been talking about bringing people together for years. And so now, under the auspice of a membership, you have that opportunity. Well, what are you talking about, Capitino? What's this membership about? Colonel Harrison's going to talk about the need for the membership, but I'm going to talk about what you get when you become a member, a bona fide member of the Global Vision for Living Today show. You know, Colonel Harrison is also an author. He's going to talk a little bit about that book, too. But you get a signed copy of a book that Colonel Harrison has wrote, and it is The Solution. The title of it is The Solution for Chaos in the World. You get the book, you get a T-shirt bearing the name, and it says, No More Chaos. And we can pick out another title, but you get a T-shirt, you get the book, and you also get a framed commemorative certificate, meaning January, February, March 2020, you came on board to do more than just listen to words of wisdom. You're getting ready to get active. And the call through the membership is for you to contact 5 people that you know and send them to our website so they can sign up to become a member of the Global Vision for Living Today. And it's just not signing up just to say, oh, yeah, I'm a member. But we need you. And you need us to keep you filled with all the information that's on the horizon, not just in one state, but from coast to coast. Because that's how we are broadcasting. Colonel Harrison is on the East Coast. I'm, of course, on the West Coast. So you not only get those 3 items, but you get to come on the show whenever you want to. We can give you a special number for you to come in and have at least 10 minutes to talk about things going on in your town, on your city, on your street, and in your city. So that is where we're at today. All of February, we've kind of handed around to a membership opportunity. Well, oops, here it is. And then, of course, all of March. And the reason why we're doing this is because, you know, we just talked about mobilizing. Colonel Harrison mentioned mobilizing. The only way you're going to mobilize people is let people know what's going on and why and how they can take part in a glorious opportunity. People say, well, I don't know how I can help. Like I said, I don't know them. I've heard some things, you know, across the street, but I don't know. You have an opportunity now to mobilize people to get on this show and to hear what thus saith good wisdom. And, of course, it's coming from people that have been out here in the world, that know what's going on, know how the world is very reactive, and, oh, my God, isn't it reactive? From mommy to daughter, son to father, it is chaotic crazy. As my daddy used to say, it's cornbread crazy. And I never understood what that is. I know he loved cornbread, but he said it's cornbread crazy out here. So you get an opportunity not only for those perks of membership, but Colonel William Harrison is embarking on a 2021 world tour, really. We're going to say we're going to confine it to the Americas, the United States. But 2020, we're going to have the Wake Up America Tour. People say, oh, well, I've already woke up. I got out of bed. We're not, you know, we're not talking about that. So we're not going to play that game. Wake Up America Tour is going to consist of Colonel Harrison leading the path with other ministers, men and women, that see what's going on and that is tired of looking on, waking up every morning, oh, the world is bad, oh, I just read about this, oh, I heard about that. Well, you're not doing nothing if you just heard about it. You've got to you have got to be mobilized in an activity that is set up by an organization such as ours that will help you chart how you reach your neighbor, why you should care about doing that. Because let's be honest, if bullets start flying across the street, a stray one could enter your home. If people are running down the street with a knife and you're out in your yard watering, you just might become a victim. Let's not be foolish about this. In order to stay alive today, it takes not only safety on your part, but you got to look out for the next man or woman running down the street. Drive-by shootings. It's not just about you. So we're going to hear from Colonel Harrison on why this membership is so important and why you should partake of it.
I've listed three reasons why the membership is very, very important. You're highly encouraged to become members, listening audience. Number one, as I mentioned earlier, to check on the welfare of our neighbor. That's very, very important because we live in communities and we are community-oriented people and we are interactive people because that's the way we were made to interact and talk and help one another. So number one, check on the welfare of your neighbor because we are a neighbor and sister and brother's keeper. Number two, for the betterment of our communities. We need to be actively involved and engaged in our communities, know what's happening in our communities, not only as to a senior citizen or elderly neighbor that might need some assistance or a sick neighbor that might need some assistance or a family that might need some assistance, but to make sure that if there's any crime going on in our communities, we can report that to the authorities so we can mobilize in that way. And the third way, for the betterment of America, America was built one block at a time, one community at a time, one city and town, and they call it a different name up north, one city, town, and so forth at a time. So we need to be involved because I've found the power is with the people and in the people, and the Constitution says that. We are empowered to, number one, help each other, number two, we're empowered to also get those who will help us. So if we don't start empowering ourselves to help ourselves, the only one that can help us and save us outside of a greater and higher authority is us. So either we work together or help each other and save one another, or we are subject to fail and fall and perish together. So people come together in clubs, people come together in organizations, whether business organizations, social organizations, fraternity organizations. Let's come together in community organizations and mobilize through this membership of helping and empowering one another and looking after each other's welfare.
Oh, my God, that sounds so powerful. And, of course, that's a lot for a $100 membership fee. I mean, for $100, you get the T-shirt that will identify you as a follower of the program. And number two, you're going to get a copy of Colonel Harrison's book that talks about how chaos and a lot of misconduct in our world has started, and with even what race, and then what we can do now to stay out of the line of fire. And then, most of all, you're going to get a commemorative membership certificate that shows you are not only a listener, but you are a doer of words that reach far beyond your home, your city, and your state. You're going to be a part of a community-based action organization that is just not talking, but actually have programs put together. You're also going to get a copy of our yearly schedule. We also represent the International Platform for Peace. and the USA division stands out. And you will also be able to become a part of that. Your membership in the Platform for Peace is waived when we receive your $100 donation, and it is tax deductible. We are a 501c3 federal nonprofit. So you're just not giving money away to receive some goods or merchandise. You can also tax deduct off from your federal income tax return the $100. So again, you're going to get the T-shirt. You're going to get Dr. William Harrison's book. You're going to get that. You're going to enjoy it because, of course, you're going to share it with your neighbor. You're going to get that commemorative suitable for framing. You're going to get that certificate that shows you care about others. But I want to step back for just a moment. You might say, well, what is all that going to mean for me? I'm going to get that. You guys are going to get $100. Well, listen, didn't I just mention the Wake Up America Tour 2021? You can become a part of that. We're going to need volunteers. We're going to need bodies in those arena seats. Oh, my goodness. You are going to be a part of a movement that is going to hold up America and its people. You might say, well, you know, I'm not in politics. What can I do? You can do a lot. And once you become a member, you're going to actually have the opportunity to go from door to door, city to city, your meeting to meeting, and talk about how wonderful it is to be able to accept a call, to embrace your fellow man. What more can you do? What more can anyone do when they start talking about helping one another? You see, our politicians need help. Even our president of the United States need help. You got ministers struggling to keep their membership going. Now, I'm not saying anything negative because I read something horrible this morning where the Navy, the Air Force, they can't even use scriptures anymore. They can't wear them on their dog tags, no scriptures, no reference to the Bible or God. And that's just one thing. And then I got my senses together and I found out now Planned Parenthood is going into every school in America, setting up clinics, and we know what they are about. I mean, what can you make out of that? You might say, oh, my God, that's terrible. Oh, I'm going to pull the covers over my face. No, you're going to have to do more because if you have a daughter or even a son that's impregnated someone, you should be concerned whether or not you're going to have a granddaughter or a grandson. I mean, they're setting all of this up. And I don't know what to say about that. All the health clinics now, that was just a ruse to get those people in there. Now, am I talking politics? No, I'm talking real. What are they doing on high school campuses? They've already made their way into the college campuses. I mean, this is what you have to know and understand what is going on. And a lot of these bills that are out there, hey, you can be a part of either seeing that petitions are not signed or they're signed. That's what's going on behind the curtain. So the global, and I'm going to say it loud, 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 the Global Vision for Living Today show, they are a part of the International Platform for Peace. Colonel Harrison stands at the helm as the platform minister. You have a lot of other facets of informative organizations also a part of the Global Vision for Living Today. Now you might say, oh, I don't want to fight. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't think I want to show my face. Well, Colonel Harrison is going to explain why it's important for you not only to make plans for the 2021 Wake Up America Tour, but why even right now in your house, in your place of worship, how you can make a stand and let the world know I've accepted the call to embrace the path of helping my fellow man. For better or for worse, I stretched out my hand. Colonel Harrison, why don't you come on in and talk a little about that?
Yes. Ever since the United States was founded, or America was founded, there has always been a grassroots movement wherein people in neighborhoods, they started out originally, I guess, neighborhoods, or they called them villages as they grew beyond the neighborhood scope or with just a few families. And they always worked together and helped one another. And this was before the era of politics and all of that. And what I've found through all of this, through the transition of America growing from neighborhoods to villages to towns to cities to boroughs to states, what I found is that the common thread that holds us all together, no matter what background, race, nationality, color, creed we may be, or our educational level we may have, is that we all want a better quality of life, number one, for ourselves, number two, for our families, and number three, for our relatives and our friends. So to do this, to make this happen, we the people, and that's what the Constitution of the United States says, we the people, in order to form a more perfect, we have to mobilize again. Together we stand, divided we fall. We have to mobilize. Yes, there's a need and a place for politicians, but the greatest work down through centuries and generations has always been done by the man and the woman and the children and communities that have taken the lead and taken the way to help reform things. Dr. Capitina just mentioned Planned Parenthood. That is deplorable. Can you just imagine? If we don't mobilize, can you imagine if someone had told our mothers to board us? We wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't have a voice today. We wouldn't have expectancy of living in a free society today. So it's very important individually. We get involved in our communities. We get involved in little schools. We get involved with our neighbors. We encourage people at our job and throughout all sectors of society. We, the people, have to get involved, and we need to do it now. 2020 is for the politician. 2021 is going to be for we, the people. How's that?
Oh, my God, I'm scared. Oh, I'm scared joyously, because that is exactly what's needed. Colonel Harrison, you hit a home run. That is so true, because we see what is going on now, and because this is an electoral year, it's definitely a political year. Nothing's going to get done but those changing monies in back rooms and those making decisions from their yachts on the livelihood of our world. Now, there was something that happened around 6,000 years ago, and we know what that is, whether this is a religious show or not. Man and woman was given an edict to go ye therefore and multiply. So anyone that has set up an agenda, I don't care what country, what state, what city, that set up an anti-child, anti-life, anti-obedience to a creator bigger than them, anyone who is following the footsteps of that type of conduct, of course, they're going to answer to God. It's no surprise coronavirus is on the horizon. It just means the four horsemen of the apocalypse is having their way. I don't care if you're blind. It is no way people cannot see that the increase in crime, increase in all forms of murder, increase in incest, children killing parents, parents killing children. People need to look at that and say, wait a minute. Now, I'm supposed to be in a civilized country. What is going on? When you turn your back on the creator, the creative force, whatever you want to say, look out. You're going to have trouble. And you know what? If you're made out of flesh and blood, I got new and old news for you. You're not going to win. Flesh and blood cannot inherit anything. It's flesh and blood that can never fight spirit. So whenever flesh and blood puts on itself, on followers, on people in their cities, it's not going to work. And things have gotten worse, and they're going to get worse. And all of these positions in an electoral year is just to get people out there We don't care. You know why we don't care? Because, again, the one that said, go ye therefore and multiply, he's in charge. And he got his wrecking crew out there. You got to admit, doctors are walking away. Pharmacies are closing. Everywhere you look, things either shutting down, closing, people being fired, laid off. That's the fruitage of following something like this. Colonel Harrison, is there any turnaround for our world as you see it before the launch of the Wake Up America tour? What is your insight on what's happening in the world today?
There is a turnaround for our society and for our world. And it's through people, the resources of people. We have to get involved directly. Right now, a lot of people are not involved because they're removed. So they're not indirectly involved. But if we're not a part of the solution, then we're a part of the problem. We can turn things around. It's not at the point as world's getting worse every day and crime is increasing every day and all these things that have come upon the land, which we haven't seen and not accustomed to and so forth, and just make you fearful to go out your doors. But we can take back our communities. We can take back our neighborhoods, we city, town, village. And when we band together, when we unite together, when we come together, that has worked down through the years, and I've studied all manner and all types of history and read all sorts of resource books and so forth and so on, including the Great Book. But we need to get involved, and I can only appeal to you that to get involved through this membership and become mobilized through the International Platform for Peace and through this resource we have, this radio show. We can reach out to people, and we can share information. We can encourage people. We can lift them, and we can get the attention of those politicians that's just taking us for granted. So some of them, not all, but some of them. So I'm encouraging you to get involved. Dr. Coppertino is involved. I'm involved. The International Platform for Peace Board is involved, because we want to make a difference not only for ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and generations yet unborn. And I think that's a good cause.
Wow, you just said it all. It certainly is a good cause, and it's a good cause for even men to say, wait just a minute, I have daughters, wives, ex-wives, girlfriends, mistresses, whatever. I'm getting in behind them. It's time now for men, too, to say, wait a minute. You know, if I've been sitting on the guidelines letting women take the forefront, it ends today. And this Wake Up America tour, we're going to need volunteers. We're going to need people to get the word out in their communities. We're going to need people to help with signage. I mean, this is a big, big thing, 2021. So make sure you stay well, you stay healthy, because on the show, every show, we're going to talk about the Wake Up America Tour and how you can get involved, how you can start right now sending letters to your those in Senate, your congressmen and women. Let them know that people of faith is just not sitting around talking, spending half their lives in hospitals. Let them know that they're doing more than just standing around talking about what's going on in the world. But listen, I'm going to tell you what you need to do behind the Wake Up America tour to turn this thing around. And it's a jungle now. We don't know what things are going to be like in 2021, but we can sure put the hounds at rest, and we could put all the hell out at rest, knowing that the Wake Up America tour is not only going to be an expose, but it's going to be something that all should be a part of. Thank you so much, Dr. William Colonel Harrison, for coming on the show. Wow, you had a really lot of good stuff to say. Okay, go to the website, and you will find information on how to sign up. That's the ipforpeace.org, and sign up to not only be a part of the Wake Up America Tour, but to be a member of the Global Vision for Living Today show. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Talk to you next week.